So, if we judged God's love for Paul and Silas based upon the situation, conditions of their life, we could conclude that God hates Paul and Silas. I mean, seriously, he sends them to a place, they get beaten with rods for speaking the truth, thrown into prison. Paul and Silas are in chains in the innermost prison cell, in a prison filled with criminals, and they are singing songs of praise to God. Does it sound like Paul and Silas believe that God hates them? That in looking at the situation of their life and the conditions and the circumstances, that's the word I was looking for, the circumstances of life, God must hate us? No, sure doesn't look like it. It seems that their understanding of being known, being loved, filled with the Holy Spirit, possessing joy, even in the midst of the most difficult of circumstances of life, proves to us one thing. They are free. Even though they are in chains, they are free. They are freer than the one who has the keys to the prison, freer than the ones that threw them into the prison. And what do we see? We see the ones who seemingly have no power, able then to speak life and belief and truth into the life of the jailer and his family, and they come to faith and are baptized. What an extraordinary turn of events, don't you think? They are now sleeping in a room in the home of the jailer, seemingly still under his watchful eye as far as custody of them. But everything has changed. You see the situation in the gospel. Jesus is speaking about leaving the circumstances of the situation and things that are going on. But he speaks to them about how this will change and how there is another that is coming who will console their heart, who will be their advocate, who will teach them in truth. It is so radically important, this gift of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. It's math. I can't explain it any other way. When we are known, when we are solved, when we do the algebra and, you know, we're the variable, and the variable gets solved, is known, then there is nothing in your life that you cannot understand. The problem is, so much of our time, we come into the world and we operate in the world as an unknown variable. Don't know who the heck we are. And if we don't know who we are, how in the world are we going to interpret the situations of our life? So the Spirit of truth comes in truthful, beautiful relations with us and solves for Anthony, solves for you, so that you can operate in truth. Much of our scientific method these days, we look outside ourselves. It's all about observations. Repeatable, testable observations. We look outside of ourselves to know. But what happens when that truth gets placed within you? That no matter where you go, you can operate in truth. in the Spirit. So, my brothers and sisters, no matter what the situations of life are that surround you, you are not defined by them, nor is your Heavenly Father defined by the situations of your life. Turn to the Spirit of Truth, that you might know who the Father is, who you are, who Jesus is, what your relationship is with each other. Then you are free to be able to enter into the world without fear, not in chains, but in freedom. Amen.